whether it's 50 years, 70 years, whatever it may be, the comparison of everything that we have going forward, if one was to compare it to the hereafter, it is like a person who puts his finger in the sea, in the ocean. For example, you have the river, you have the ocean. If you put your finger in it, the water is not going to go up or down. It's not going to affect anything. If you have a cup, a small cup, and you put your finger in, your entire finger, the water will go up or down. What will happen? It'll go? It'll go up. Allah is saying, if you were to put your finger in the ocean, will the ocean water go up or down? Nothing will happen. It will not affect it at all. Likewise, as far as this world compares to hereafter, it is in reality nothing. It's very, very minuscule. Because the hereafter is forever and forever. If you want that benefit of the hereafter to be forever and forever, then there are certain things you have to do in this world. Whether it is being good to your parents, studying, being generous to family and friends and societies out there, and communities. In order to live forever and forever, we have to do a little bit of good in this world. Now, there will come a question. Some people say, how does Allah punish me forever and ever in the hereafter? That's not fair. If I live 50 years, I will only be punished 50 years. No, this world is a test. For example, let's say you are going to break into a store. Right? You're thinking of breaking into a store. You're standing in front of the store. Can they arrest you? No, they cannot arrest you. They can only arrest you after you break in the store. But you know that person is going to break in. You heard that person talk about it. You saw that person plan it. But you cannot do anything about it until what that person does. Breaks into the store. Likewise, Allah is adil, Allah is just. Allah could have put all of us in heaven or hell if He wanted. He could have said, I know you're going to do this bad thing, that bad thing. But Allah didn't do that. What Allah does is, because you're going to say to Allah, oh Allah, if you put me in the world, no, I would have been better. Whenever a person is going to be punished, what does he say? I would have been better. I will be better. So Allah is going to say on the day of judgment, I put you in the world as a test. I knew you were going to do this, but I wanted my proof. So I let you go in the world and let you do whatever you wanted to do. Now that I have the proof, here's Jannah for you, and here's, may Allah protect us, punishment for you. So this hadith is saying, don't be deceived by this world. This world is negligible. It's like putting your finger in the ocean. It has little impact on the ocean. In reality, this world is negligible. It is very, very little in quality in relationship to the hereafter. So in order to gain the benefit of the hereafter, the hadith is saying, you have to start doing a lot of good things. Whether it is Quran, whether it is Salah, whether it is helping the poor, whether it is giving good advice, protecting your dignity and the dignity of other people, helping out by giving charity, whether it is masjids, whether it is research centers, whatever it may be. According to hadith, you may think you're giving a lot. In reality, if you're not going to give in something good, you'll be giving in something bad. You'll be spending that money on junk food, you'll be spending the money on silly games, you'll be spending the money on doing things that are very, very futile in nature. The hadith is saying, get your priorities in order. Get your priorities straight. And by getting your priorities in order, inshallah, Allah will give you not only goodness in this world, but inshallah, the hereafter to come as well. May Allah help us, guide us, and continue blessing us at all times.